When the Board of Water Supply spelled out its desire to tear down the Haiku Stairs this past Sunday, it seemed like the popular hiking trail would be doomed. But then Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell proposed that the board transfer jurisdiction of the so-called Stairway to Heaven to the city's Department of Parks and Recreation. Mayor Caldwell spoke to Hawaii Public Radio about his hopes to keep and maintain the Haiku Stairs under considerable county regulations.
I think it's a great asset that should be made available to the people of the city and county of Honolulu and visitors when they come here in some managed way with managed access. And that's the big hurdle, is how do we set up that managed access and how do we manage those folks going up there and make sure they're safe? Because if firefighters have to go and do rescues, it puts their lives in jeopardy too, in a fairly dangerous situation, very steep stairs with a lot of different types of winds that blow around. But first step is complete the final EIS, then get the property transferred to Department of Parks and Rec. I've talked to Department of Parks and Rec. They have agreed to take the transfer from the Board of Water Supply. And that requires working with the neighborhoods where the access would be made available, and working with the council member from that neighborhood, Cherry Kaika Anderson, and of course the community. We go to the neighborhood boards. But I think there is a way to do this. It's a valuable asset. I think people should have access to all of our beaches, and they should have access to our mountains, and we're going to work in that direction.
The mayor's not the only one who wants to keep the stairs intact. Vernon Ansdell, president of the Friends of Haiku Volunteer Organization, agrees with that idea. He likes the prospect of the trail being brought under control of the city and county, regulations and all. In addition to maintaining the stairs for public use, Ansdell also said oversight is needed to address concerns of nearby residents. They believe the hiking trail's drawn more visitors than their windward infrastructure can support. Ansdell reached out to HPR to voice his hope for ongoing dialogue between the city and county and volunteer groups regarding the future of the trail.
Our goal has always been to get the stairs reopened. That's our primary goal. Quite how it's run would be a sort of secondary consideration, if you like. We would like to be involved in an advisory role, you know, whoever is trying to do it, because we think there's some certain elements about the stairs that need to be retained, meaning we would need to have an educational program in place. And in addition, you know, you need to limit the number of people allowed to go up there. Otherwise, the stairs themselves are going to suffer. There'll be erosion around the stairs and that sort of thing. I mean, I think it'll be a challenge because you're having to alter the mindset of people from something where there was security in place, but it wasn't effective and it was pretty easy to get around. It could go up, you know, illegally. So we will need to alter the mindset so that people realize that with the security plan that we have in mind, you will not be able to get on the stairs. You will not, you know, be able to get to the summit. You might get arrested. You might have to pay a hefty fine. And at the end of the day, you will have not gone onto the stairs. I think with time, people will realize that, okay, we can't do it illegally anymore, but by getting a permit and paying a fee, we can go up there legally and enjoy the experience. So it's going to take a while to alter people's mindset, but I think it's possible.
The Board of Water Supply's chief engineer, Ernie Lau, said it was only recently that the mayor shared his view about the fate of the scenic stairway. Lau talked with the conversation's Catherine Cruz about that hope.
We're going through the EIS process, and once the final EIS is completed, then it'll be a decision before the Board of Water Supply, the Water Board, on how we should proceed from there. In the early 2000s, when Mayor Harris was still here, they did actually invest $800,000 or $900,000 in doing some repairs to the stairs at the time. The EIS process is really a disclosure process to the community. Our proposed action is for the removal. However, we do look at a range in the draft EIS of alternatives, including no action, partial removal of some of the stair modules, or conveyance of the land to a public or private entity that will be responsible for perhaps a managed access to the stairs.
Now, the issue for the Board of Water Supply has been liability, correct?
Well, there is a liability is one issue, but the other issue is also providing the security because the stairs has been closed. Haiku Stairs, this type of feature, is kind of a recreational improvement to provide access to the mountaintop there, but it's really not in keeping with the mission, core mission of the Board of Water Supply, which is to provide safe, dependable, and affordable water service to our community now and into the future. So we expend funds to maintain the stairs as closed, but we have to deal with trespassers that have a pretty heavy impact on the immediate residential community near the bottom of the stairs.
Yes, I mean, that's been an ongoing problem for that neighborhood.
It's been something for decades, I think, a couple of decades almost.
And it does cost money to keep security up there.
Yes, it does. We are trying to reach a point where the stairs can be either removed, if it's a decision by the board to have it removed, or to have it transferred to another government agency or a private entity so they can operate the stairs. But it would have to go with the land and the stairs as a package.
Right, and the idea then, there has to be some managed access.
I can only imagine what it must be to live in the immediate vicinity by the bottom of the stairs in that neighborhood that get the impact of people trying to get to the stairs at all hours of the day or night. In the EIS process, we did look at a range of alternative routes or access points, access routes that could provide legal access to the stairs. And I think we explored seven different alternative routes in the draft EIS and did have a kind of a preferred route that we thought was probably achievable, but would still have some impact on some residential residents in the area, but it reduces the number of residents actually impacted by quite a bit. So that's in the EIS.
And you'll be able to brief the community at an upcoming meeting. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we are going to be at the Kaneohe Neighborhood Board meeting, but it's July 18th. We are meeting also with other important stakeholders and landowners to let them know the draft EIS is out there. There is only a 45-day window for public comment, and that period ends on August 7th. There are different ways to provide input. We tried to make it very easy. They can go to our website at boardofwatersupply.com/community/haiku-stairs and provide comment there. Or they can also go to haikustairseis.commentinput.com. And there's actually an online form that folks can just complete the form to provide their comments. They can also email comments to us at haikustairs@g70.design, and that'll help to collect the comments to the draft EIS.
And G70 is a firm that's helping you with this planning.
G70 is the consultant that we've hired to develop this EIS for us. And between my staff that are in charge of this project and our consultant team, they've worked very hard over the last 2 years to be very thorough in this EIS. To look at many different aspects of the stairs.
Now, the Board of Water Supply has been paying out, what is about $250,000 for security to stop trespassers getting access up there. And I know there's a concern about, you know, the social media and over tourism and that folks, you know, may still be getting through. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we've struggled with this over the few years that we've been responsible for the stairs because of social media. People are much more aware about the stairs, and there's a lot of people trying to get up there. We've had private security at the bottom of the stairs. In the last few years, we've actually hired special duty HPD officers to be stationed in the residential community, to help reduce the number of trespassers. And that has been probably the most effective for us. When trespassers see a police officer, they're either turned away or they could be cited. There's been some cases in the past of actual arrests for people that have failed to comply or obey the officer's commands. And also there have been fines for trespassing for some of the individuals that have actually made it onto the stairs and been caught trespassing, which is breaking the law. The numbers have really come down since we implemented the special duty officers, HPD officers. But just in discussions with some of the residential folks that live in that residential community, They seem to be very appreciative. It hasn't totally eliminated trespassing, but it's greatly reduced the number of trespassers through the Woodward community there.
So it's a good deterrent.
There are trespassers that are very courageous and take the very much more difficult and sometimes dangerous trail from the leeward side to get up to the stairs from the leeward side instead of the windward side.
I know, and I've covered a number of stories where we've had missing hikers where folks were trying to access through another point and unfortunately disappeared or got into trouble.
Or got injured and need to get rescued by first responders, the fire department. And so that is some of the challenge of the stairs. I haven't been up the stairs myself. I probably am not in a physical condition to make it up the almost 4,000 steps up there, but from what I see on social media, and I've been told by others that it's a very amazing views from the top of the stairs.
Well, like you said, really the mission of the Board of Water Supply is about water, and I know there are watershed areas up there, but certainly allowing a recreational use doesn't fit in with your mission.
It really doesn't. We should be investing our ratepayer, our customers' funds in replacing the old and deteriorating water system, helping to protect, develop new water resources. That's our core mission, and we have a responsibility right now. As long as the stairs are there, not under a managed access, or if they're still remaining there, to address the trespassing issue that goes on from people trying to get up there. One thing, Catherine, I want to say, if I could put a plug in here, our watershed lands, our Mauka watersheds, was really kapu in the past. It was really meant, people recognized the importance of these watersheds to preserve the quantity and the quality of our drinking water supply, which really comes from the ua, the rain falling on these Mauka lands, helping to recharge our underground aquifers. But what we see is, because of, I would say, social media right now, there's a tremendous onslaught on these watershed lands that are really meant to be our source of supply for our drinking water. And that tracks into the air, brings contamination and potentially into the watersheds, alien species that could endanger our watershed. So if people are going to go up into the watershed, they got to remember to malama the aina there and be responsible and not leave their opala or even their kukai there that could contaminate and bring disease into our water or drinking water resources. So it is a challenge. Social media makes access more easy for people, but remember our watersheds are our source of supply for our drinking water.
Okay, so then we can drive our listeners to those websites. They can come out for the neighborhood board meeting to find out more, but obviously go online and look at that EIS and see what they think, because if they want then that area to be preserved as a recreational area and the city can take it over, whether it's the Parks Department or another entity, it sounds like you would like to get off your hands.
That's true. Just to be clear on the decision-making process, it's going to be after the final EIS is completed, it'll be the Water Board making a decision on how to proceed. If the decision involves, they approve the transfer to the city, then that'll also involve the City Council being the final approver of the transfer of the property to the city, and as the Mayor pointed out, perhaps the Department of Parks and Recreation. To operate under managed access.
Okay, so folks have until August 7th.
Until August 7th, so please, we encourage everybody to provide their mana'o on this issue and provide comments on the draft EIS.
EIS, of course, being Environmental Impact Statement. That's Board of Water Supply Chief Engineer Ernie Lau talking with Catherine Cruz earlier this week. For links about the Environmental Impact Statement and that meeting that was mentioned, the Kaneohe Neighborhood Board meeting, July 18th, you can log on to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. Public comment open now. A final decision about the fate of the stairs likely sometime next year.